It's Friday the 29th of April. It's the Grouchy Club podcast. It's John Fleming and Kate Copstick. We're in the Mamma Mia Shire Emporium in London, which is empty because it's just about to close, but there will be noise in the background.
It's going to be a disaster.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
I've been sitting here, dear listener, I've been trying to persuade John not to press the record button until one or other of us at least had something to say. Sadly, in reply to that, he spilt a can of Red Bull, wittered around for a bit, and then I don't know whether he pressed play accidentally because he seemed to be in a bit of a dither. But we have nothing to talk about. Nothing funny has happened.
We never have anything to talk about.
So sometimes. Do I seem to remember sometimes I have an agenda?
No, you just...
What do you call it? What is that chap?
We have a format. You get angry and then you talk for half an hour.
Well, okay, that's...
Yeah. Well, what chap?
What chap? The chap who wrote and said...
A chap was chatting you up.
No, this is another chap.
Last week.
You've been deliberately obtuse now.
That's my role.
So
in this
no
podcast.
Change there.
That's my role.
Yes, deliberate. We need to have to talk about that. We will have to. You see, I can't even speak.
It's the smell of
Red Bull. I know. It's disgusting. What is that smell? Is it the taurine that makes it taste like
no,
that?
No, I farted.
Smell like that?
I farted.
No, that is worse than my farts.
No, nothing. We're not getting anywhere. It's a comedy podcast.
Farts are funny. Good grief, generations of comedians have founded entire careers. Surely we could just talk about farts for one podcast. See, you're laughing now. Listener, he is laughing. You're laughing.
Only because I prodded her and she started going. You had one prod and she's off.
Well,
so how about this bloke
isn't that the joy of me?
How about this bloke who chatted you up last
week? Blue touch paper and then retire. I'd rather talk about the chap who wrote to you about the podcast. The only person who's ever written to us about any... Remember, one time we asked for questions. Because I thought, you know, people will bloody ask Janie Godley and her bloody daughter proper questions so they can do a proper podcast.
Award-winning daughter.
Then surely they could send us questions. And nobody did apart from the one chap.
What did he ask? I can't remember. What did he
ask? He asked loads of questions. They were all very useful. I think we did one proper podcast and then we just collapsed back into our usual gibberings. And then last week he emailed you with something and talked about my monologues.
Excellent, I thought.
Yes. I thought that was excellent. I'd be happy to do...
I was suggesting we should just plug Mamma Mia Shire as giving a free stage time to performers trying out their Edinburgh Fringe shows.
How many times did you say A there?
A?
I think we did that last time and the time before. Nobody wants to come, probably because of my violent anti-Semitic rages.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to say to...
Don't say.
No, I'd like to say to Arlene...
Whatever you're going to say, I'll get blamed for it.
Thank you very, very much. And I'm finding everything that you're sending me interesting. But, as I believe I've heard someone say, enough already. I believe that was Lewis Schaefer.
But whatever you say, I'll get blamed for it. It's not good.
No, it's only because you bloody publish it. Anyway. So, yes, we are. It's a little space. 35, sadly...
Are we talking about you and the boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend. Yeah. We're talking about...
You have a man who chats you up.
Yes, but that's just... People do that because I seem, you know, like an easy lay. I am an easy lay, to be fair. Otherwise, you know, some people, if when you look like me, you have to be an easy lay or you'd never get laid at all.
But
You see, people say, oh, yes, humour, sense of humour is very sexy. you know, they always say with women, always say, oh, yes, he laughed me into bed. Well, that is as may be. But once you get into bed, if you're still laughing, then I was going to say you're fucked, but you're probably not. You cannot laugh and have an orgasm at the same time.
Well, from bitter experience, they say that you can, if you make a woman laugh, that's good. Not in my case. They laugh at me. They don't laugh with me at all.
Well, you see. Oh, my God, the patter. Incredible. Carry on, John.
Yay.
This is gold. This is comedy gold here. Comedy gold.
My wife. She's so fat. What do I have to go through? No.
Well, we're making ourselves laugh.
Yes.
That's my...
I was climbing in the Alps and it was... I was on this thin ledge and this blonde was coming. No, let's not go into that.
Okay, bend over, blackout.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. That was a...
We're getting nowhere, are we? We're 4 minutes 39. We're doing quite good.
We're stumbling around.
We are.
Tell
me about Mamma Mia Shire Emporium stage area.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. And then you started talking about sex.
Well, it's available for all things, isn't it? In this stage area.
There is that joke of the guy who goes to the... the psychologist for, you know, therapy. And he, because he says he's a sex addict and it's all terrible. And so the psychologist shows him, does the Rorschach ink blot thing, and shows him this first ink blot. And the guy goes, it's a nun being shagged up the arse by a Shetland pony. And, very interesting. And what does this one make you think of? And he goes, oh my God, that is a threesome between an adult male gorilla, a French maid, and a mother superior. I'm doing a lot of nuns in this, but never mind. I'm making it up as I go along, Joe. I'm making it up as I go along. And so the psychologist goes, very interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. And what about this one? What does this one make you think of? And the guy goes, oh, that's just dreadful. That's a very old and really rather frail-looking grandmother being double-fisted at one end by a sumo wrestler while having an enormous strap on shoved down her throat at the other end by an Amazonian lesbian. And the psychologist says, really? I have to tell you, sir, I really do think you're in a very, very bad way. I mean, you're absolutely sex obsessed to a pathological level. And the guy says, well, it's you that's been showing me all the dirty pictures.
Hey, hey.
Well, I got distracted there. There's a man in a hat.
She's very keen on men in hats.
I'm not very keen on men in hats. I'm not. Yeah. I'm keen on hats.
What about this boy?
Glass-wearing people can't wear hats, you know.
What about this boyfriend last
week? It
just
never looks right.
Tell me about the boyfriend last week. What about the boyfriend last week?
No. Do you ever wear a hat?
No. Only Alps and the Himalayas.
How often do you go up Alps and Himalayas?
Never. I have occasionally.
I think what you're saying, John, is that you never wear a hat.
I have occasionally been up, but let's not talk about sex.
But you are a slaphead, so you must be losing vast amounts of body heat just off the top of your head.
No, I only wear hats when I'm up thin, ozoned areas, like up the top of a Himalaya. That's when I wear hats.
I think we've just established that you've never been up at the top of a Himalaya.
I have. I went up to see someone dragged me out at some godforsaken time, like 6 o'clock in the morning, to see sunrise over Everest. There was nothing but bleeding.
Really?
Nothing but mist.
So you've been up a Himalaya?
I've been up several Himalayas, yes.
Gosh. Was that when you were young?
I was never young. I was born like this. I came out
bald. Did you have hair?
No, I was born without hair.
Well, most babies are, to be fair.
Did I say they weren't? We're getting nowhere here.
We are getting nowhere. Right, okay, so space at the back of the Malmby Shower Shop, although tonight, tragically, for Romina Puma, who is coming to preview her Edinburgh show, Cook It Any Way You Like, It's Still a Potato. That was an Italian accent.
What's tragic?
The tragic thing is that the entire shop is reeking of Red Bull on account of John's little spillage.
Just your surface.
You lift my surface out of it.
Tell me about the boyfriend last week.
No, I have no boyfriend. But there was a very a big, really quite attractive.
How do you know he was big?
No, just the outside of him. I have an unerring eye for that kind of thing. And you can always tell when a guy's got a big dick. Almost always.
How can you tell?
Oh, it's just about the way
the way they walk.
Not because
with difficulty. They
can, yeah, exactly. slowly. No, you can just tell. It's something about the. If someone's packing that kind of heat, they have a certain confidence, self-confidence.
It just sticks out a mile, does it?
And I'd set them up, you knock them down. The same with, you know, guys with very small dicks. It's that kind of small man. I think the small man syndrome goes for small dickage as well as small personage.
So no luck for Charlie Drake, then?
He's not dead. He's not another. Now, that's the other thing.
She
said, desperately clutching at straws. There was a thing popped up. When did Keith Thingy die?
Popping up. Oh, Keith Thingy.
I wish I could fly.
Keith Harris. Keith Harris years ago.
Oh, that was right. He popped up. Keith Harris is dead.
Keith Harris fell off a roof, didn't he?
And I was just. No, that was Rod Hull.
Oh, you're right, that was Rod Hull, yeah. Oh, no, Keith Harris is alive then, isn't he?
Is he? Well, no, he's not now, because there was a thing on Facebook that says he's dead.
Well, they're always saying people are dead on Facebook.
Usually, I mean, I get very...
They said Variety was dead.
What is good if you're a...
Small-dicked man?
No, if you are a kind of emotion junkie, is that with Facebook and the way of the world, you can actually wring a massive amount of emotion out of just one single death, because you forget they're dead and then it pops up on Facebook and you get all upset all over again. And if you love a good cry, just keep watching Facebook, and people are part of, oh, so-and-so is dead, so-and-so. Well, for example, Keith Harris and Orville are still alive, but dangling by a thread, I would have thought, without Keith's hand up him.
But back to that. Yes, OK.
So back to the Mamma Mia Shara.
Tell me about your boyfriend last week.
No, I don't have a boyfriend last week. Listen, you're ruining my chances with the great unwashed lesbians of Great Britain here.
Ah.
So,
You're just greedy, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. Well, that's what people always say about bisexuals. It's not about greed.
Yeah, it was a comedian had a whole routine about that. It's very good. I think it was Sean Locke. Excellent routine.
No, nobody who is not bisexual has the right to do a routine about bisexuals, because that's bisexualist.
So then we can do a routine about orangutans, lest they're orangutan.
Correct.
Yes.
Or even if they can say it would help.
Yes, indeed.
Because when you're doing a set about an orangutan, it helps if you can say orangutan. Say orangutan, John.
Orangutan.
Ah, well done. It's the teeth, ladies and gentlemen. It's the teeth that get in the way.
Orangutan, is that sort of that Korean dance pop thing? There was a video about it, wasn't it?
Sorry. It's the only dance. It was the only dance that came to.
Gangnam.
Is that not the merengue? No.
Orangutan style. No. My God almighty, 11 minutes and 10 seconds.
Crikey, doesn't time fly when you're enjoying yourself?
Oh, well, we're enjoying ourselves.
But...
So who's appearing in Mamma Mia Shara? And when?
Well, I was just going to say, it's your fault, listener. You haven't sent us any questions. We've got no focus. John's out of his fucking tree on Red Bull, what he could suck up from the pool of spillage. And I'm having a morphine-free day, so...
A morphine-free day? Really? Yeah. Why?
I'm having an everything-free day. I try to, so I don't become a helpless addict.
You are a helpless addict.
Fine. I've also got a huge herpy, and every time you make me laugh, which isn't that often, to be fair, it splits open again.
Is that the single of herpes? Herpy?
A herpy, yeah.
No.
No, I think he was the fastest milkman in the West, wasn't he?
No, the people who...
Oh, that was Ernie.
Who took people up the Himalayas in the 1950s, weren't it, herpes?
This is gold.
Sherpas.
And we have to listen to this back, John. We should really be transcribing it. It's brilliant.
No, this is brass. Where there's brass, there's muck. And sadly, there's not enough muck.
Right, what were you talking about? Yes, Mamma Mia Shara space.
We weren't talking about anything. Carry on.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about the Mamma Mia Shara?
Yes.
Well, tonight...
In Shepherd's Bush.
In Shepherd's Bush. Not Westfield. Other side of the bush. There are always two sides of the bush. And that was one of the things that guy last week seemed to be obsessed about. Whether I had bush or not.
Your boyfriend?
Whether I had bush or not.
Did he say, have you got bush?
Yes, he did.
In those words?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't a mistranslation of some sort of...
No, he was perfectly nice.
How did this conversation go?
It went, have you got a bush?
Well, he just came into the shop, into Mum Bush, and said, hello, love, have you got a bush?
Well, no, he came over, he was fondling my soapstone, as you do. And he'd already bought a soapstone bowl, so I knew he was, I was going to say kosher, but I'm probably not allowed to.
Was he from the Kalahari?
The Caribbean.
Lots of bushmen.
You set him up, I knock him down.
Lots of bushmen in the Kalahari.
Hilarious. That's probably racist, John. Yeah. We're going to have to check that.
Yeah.
Okay. So he came in, he was looking for...
Fondling your stones.
Fondling my soapstone. And I forget exactly how we got onto
you
the subject.
You don't.
Well, I honestly do. It was one thing I said, and then he went, all right, we've got a bush.
What did you say? Are you up for it? What did you say?
Something like that. And he asked me if I had a bush, and I said, yes, I had a bush, but it was kind of... Which is something not many people talk about, John. I feel we could talk about it now. How are your pubes?
They're okay. They say hello occasionally.
But do you find that your pubes are becoming sparser as you get older?
Yes, everything's becoming sparser. Yeah. Money.
Yeah, because I used to have, it was like a small African person lurking down there between my legs.
I'd just like to apologise for that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was really quite impressive.
Well, perhaps you did have a small African person lurking between your legs in those days.
No, I didn't. And now. It's not impressive at all.
That was Eric Morecambe in his latter years.
Well, I mean, I've almost not even got enough to do a comb over, which is quite tragic, really.
Have you tried to do a comb over?
Well, I've got a lot of spare time hanging heavily on my hands, John. Now I basically only work during August, so
you can't do a Bobby Charlton.
Nope. I'm bobbyless. But it's quite disappointing.
To whom?
Well, me.
Why?
I'm the only
Why?
One that sees it nowadays.
Why? Why?
Well, because it just looks a bit sad.
Well, can you?
Although, to be fair...
Draw a smiley on it.
When it was, in full bloom, I used to spend ages in the bath with a big razor.
What's shaping into various hearts and things?
Oddly enough, one time... it was the late 70s, John.
Swastikas.
It was the late... yeah, I shaved it into... yes, it was in my political days, and I shaved it into the Gaza Strip and then took bits off it every time Israel invaded a bit more.
You could do quite a good CND symbol.
Anyway, no, I shaved it into a heart shape and attempted to dye it pink. But when your pubes are black, it just looked like I'd singed it.
Why would you dye your black pubes pink?
Well, there was a gentleman caller involved at the time, and he rather fancied it, and I thought it'd be rather a nice thing to do for Valentine's Day. Little did I know.
The heart, I can understand.
I ended up with a terrible rash, and it just looked like I'd singed my pubes.
And was the gentleman impressed?
No, I don't think anyone would have been impressed. Oh, because the rash wasn't pretty either.
But the rash would have been pinker than the pink...
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
How do we get on to this?
I have no idea. You were asking. You were insistent.
About the boyfriend last week.
On finding out about my gentleman caller, and yes. I just said that the first thing he said to me was, did I have a bush? And I said, yes. I used to be the girl who put the bush in Shepherd's Bush. And,
yes.
But I didn't tell him about my lack of comb-over potential, because that's not very attractive.
Has there been much beating around the bush?
Oh, here we go. Right. For the next 2.5 seconds... John will be doing bush gags. Bird in the hand is worth two in the
bush.
Thank you.
Is it very, very heavy? Is it a mighty bush?
Too much, too much. This is, you see, we start without an agenda. And we end without an agenda. It's a little bit like being Ross Noble.
That's a bit harsh.
What, on us or Ross Noble?
On poor old Ross Noble, who you admire tremendously.
So I admire tremendously.
A few weeks ago we had this, yes.
Yes, I do admire tremendously. Now, would you like to know more about the Mama Biashara space?
I think the listener wants to know more about the bush. And indeed, your gentleman caller, if gentleman caller is not a euphemism, last week.
Gentleman caller is not a euphemism.
Ah.
He's a customer, really. I know, it makes me sound like an old whore, as we all know I am.
My dear. When are you seeing this customer again?
Well, I've got no idea. He gave me a book.
Is he coming back for remainders?
He gave me a book, written. Now, I'm going to show you it.
We can't do this because we...
I know.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got a very nice picture of a white blonde lady climbing up a black gentleman on a wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Do you think he was trying to give me ideas?
I don't know. I mean, how did the conversation go again?
Do you have a bush? I said, yes. And he said, well, that was great, because one of the things he doesn't like about modern porn is that nobody's got a bush. And I pointed out that there's a really lovely actress called Bobby, can't remember Bobby, anyway, it'll come back to me, who has a full bush, and it's really very nice.
Now, in fact, talking about porn, as we do often...
Yes.
I don't know if we're probably not allowed to talk about this, but you told me there was a comedian who had the idea of getting audience members up on stage and having genuine, unsimulated sex.
Yes.
Did I misunderstand this?
No. Well, it's not, it's not...
I don't know if we can talk about this,
It's not something that's going to be done for a whole, Edinburgh run. I don't think there's...
You get 28 couples, possibly.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's the number of wet wipes available for the cleaning up of the stage afterwards.
But this is for Edinburgh, though.
No, it's for television. It's going to end up on television.
Television? People having sex on stage?
Well, haven't you seen that thing on Channel 4? I mean, I don't advise you to, it's terrible. There's a thing on Channel 4 called The Box, Sex Box. And it's a sex therapist or something who gets a couple who are having some kind of problems or something, and she... says, oh, why not try this and stick that there and do that there and whirl it around there. And they go into the box.
Open the box, pay the money.
They do it all, and then they come out and say, yes, that was actually much better when you stuck it there. As far, and it's... So, I mean, you don't actually see them having sex.
Well, what's the point?
But it would be... Well, I've got no idea.
You just make it up.
Well, no, it's Channel 4 trying to have their cake and eat it, if that's not an unsavoury simile. So this is about... It's about kind of having fun with just what we were talking about earlier about comedy and sex and
without beating around the bush.
without beating around the bush.
And then
I can't really say any more about it because that would give away who it is, and that would be. Yeah.
And then can you say what's the point of this programme? Can you say what that is?
Well, it's talk. Let's talk about sex, as George Michael would say.
How would you say it?
Well,
you haven't sung for a while. How would you say it?
By popular request, I have not sung for a while.
How would George Michael say it?
I don't know actually, because I'm not a George Michael fan. Are you a Prince fan?
No, you're very, very a small person.
No, see, that's very. See, you're not even allowed to. Who was it? Someone went.
Bit like Czechoslovakia, a small, far off person of which we know little.
It's the fascism ruining its ugly head. Somebody, Kelvin McKenzie, who I'm not a fan.
Oh dear.
But he went online to say he'd never really thought Victoria Wood was that funny.
Yeah.
And all hell breaks loose.
Well, quite right.
And then somebody else said they'd never really liked Prince and all hell breaks. You're not even allowed to say.
In fact, I did like.
You're not
like,
even allowed to have an opinion anymore.
I did like Prince because there was the free album was the Sunday Times or something, which I quite enjoyed, or the Mail on Sunday or something. Then he was very talented, Prince. Bit small, a bit on the small side, but you kind of everything.
You're being sizist now.
I am.
Tanya Lee Davis, if you're listening, I just honestly, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's off his tits on Red Bull.
Ah, but Tanya Lee, now there's a woman.
There is a woman.
Prince, not so much of a woman.
Well, he was getting there.
It was George Clooney. No.
I know who it was. It was Eamon Holmes.
Who was? We've
said,
done this before, haven't we?
Haven't we talking about, yes, before yes. We have did that last week. Anyway, who said. He thought Prince was a bit flamboyant for his taste and all hell broke loose. No, Tanya Lee, I don't know. She's
diminutive but perfectly formed.
Absolutely.
American,
she is. She's all over, she's been all over Australia, the festivals down there. I think she's now in Thailand or the Philippines or someplace, scuba diving, the last I heard.
Why?
Well, it's fun.
But no, there you go.
But she is. What is?
You like Tanya Lee because she gives you lifts on her
scooter. I love Tanya Lee. And what is? Her bottom is really something of a flotation device. I once ended up in a jacuzzi with the marvelous Karen O, Mistress O as was Karen O, and Liz Carr, who's now in Silent Witness, and Liz's now wife. And Tanya Lee. We were all in Karen's jacuzzi. And, bubbling away. And she has these little... You have snacks on little floating plates that bob around. Oh, and Karen's poodle was also in the jacuzzi. And...
What was the poodle doing?
Swimming.
Floundering, I would have thought.
Swimming and enjoying himself. and making the place generally smell of wet dog. But it was really difficult for Tanya Lee to sit still properly. Because every time her feet came off the bottom. Her bottom just kind of floated and she sort of upturned. So once, about a couple of times while we were there, you turned around and you saw this bottom floating and you had to kind of put her up the right way.
Well, there's bizarre shots of whales where they keep putting their tails up. Yes.
It was just glorious. We had so much fun.
And are there pictures?
There are pictures, actually.
Is it on YouTube?
It's definitely been on Facebook somewhere. Ooh. It was just glorious. I'm sad Tanya Lee's not coming up.
Is she not to Edinburgh?
To Edinburgh this year, as I know. No, she's not.
Aww.
I know.
Well, she's probably making it big in... Well, she lives in Vegas, doesn't she? Is she still in Vegas?
She's all over the place. No, she's all lived up.
Oh, God.
She's lived up and living with her love, who's called Kevin.
Oh, dear.
And
Mackenzie.
No. They are one of these couples, and I'm sorry, but I just do think this is utterly, utterly beyond the pale. They dress their dogs in clothes.
What sort of clothes?
Like little jumpers.
Oh dear.
And trousers.
Oh dear.
And, knitted woolies in case they get cold. They've got a fucking fur coat. I really think the death penalty is not enough for people that dress up animals
in
clothes.
The dog has a fur coat.
Well, it's on. It's born with one, John. Have you ever seen a dog?
No.
Well, I'll show you one. And don't be looking at me.
And a dog. Yes.
And a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have
Who has a fur coat? The dog has a fur coat.
The dog has a fur coat.
But what's it made of? Dog fur?
Dog fur. It's born with it, John. It's attached to the dog. You're being deliberate. You've gone back to doing your deliberately obtuse act again.
No, I thought you were telling me that they'd actually bought a fur coat for the dog.
No, the dog has a fur coat, which it's born with, and it's attached.
Yes.
And then people knit things and put booties on them.
Booties?
Yep. It's an abomination.
Isn't booties a word for bottom?
No. Booty.
Ah.
B-O-O-T-Y. This is booties.
Youth language. This is beyond me.
Yes.
25 minutes. We're doing well here.
No, we're not.
Are we not?
No, and that's one of the... You see? With my criticky head on, one of the things Criticky. I say orangutan.
Orangutan.
Well done. One of my pet hates is comedians who, halfway through their set, they go, whoa, so that's 15 minutes. Right, okay, thought it would have been later than that.
And they look at their hand.
Yeah, and then...
You have comedians as pets.
And then at the end of the show, they go, well, that's my time up, and walk off.
You have many pet hates about
comedians,
though.
I have many pet hates. Yeah. But I was just pointing out that we, or rather you, see orangutan? Are guilty of one of my pet hates. You have become
one of your pet
one of my pet hates.
Oh dear. life sucks. Yeah.
And we're sharing a flat in Edinburgh. How is this ever going to work?
It's not, is it?
No.
It's going to be ending blood. We shared a flat last year, didn't we?
We did.
Was it half? Did we do a whole?
We did the whole thing.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't think we'd last.
Well, we never saw each other. That's how it worked.
Yeah, that is the best. Yeah. I think many partnerships survive on that, just never seeing each other.
I think partnership is going a little far.
Well, okay.
Unless there's something more involved in the rent.
No,
I have to pay you back for the rent. It's not good.
Yes, I know. I'll figure something out, John. So that's our time.
Is it?